Star Wars 7x7, episode 3529. All right, we're going to do the deep dive episode that we would have done yesterday if it wasn't the first of the month. This is our deep dive episode inspired by a different approach, which was episode 4 of season 3 of The Bad Batch. And we're going to be talking about Crosshair's upcoming and sort of happening right now, Crisis of Faith. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So this is our deep dive episode inspired by a different approach, which was installment number 4 from season 3 of The Bad Batch. And it's inspired by Crosshair and his particular story arc, which is a very particular one compared to his fellow members of The Bad Batch, but also one that parallels the development of the arcs for the Regs, if you will.
One of the big picture questions the Bad Batch series has considered from time to time is what happens to the clones when the Galactic Empire no longer requires their services? And the answers at that big global level are very bad things, basically. Like, they're essentially being disposed of. They're being treated like decommissioned objects of war. They're not being treated like persons. The Empire would just as soon, you know, see them disappear off the face of the galaxy. And, you know, this is kind of opposed to the majority of the Bad Batch, for example. Hunter has skills that could be put to use in civilian life. So does Wrecker, so did Tech, for that matter, Rip Tech. But Crosshair actually falls more in line with the Regs in terms of what his particular skill set was, where like anybody can put Wrecker to work because somebody always needs stuff moved around, or, you know, putting Tech to work, for example, because somebody always needs somebody who's good with computers and whatnot. Crosshair is good for one thing, which is shooting people. Not exactly a transferable skill to civilian life. I would not call being a mercenary or a bounty hunter civilian life, for example. But to make things worse, the Empire has actually done damage to Crosshair's capability to do the one thing that he is especially good at. We know this because we've seen him in the third episode, the episode where they break out of the Tantus prison, missing shots for the first time because he's got the shakes in one of his hands. The damage from that may have started with his extreme weather exposure in that episode, The Outpost. It may have continued and or been exacerbated by the interrogation that he was subjected to. That happened on multiple occasions, along with whatever his re-education situation was that Hemlock referred to in that same Shadows of Tantus episode. Not to mention the toxic gassing that he got when he tried to send a message out to the Bad Batch to warn them that the Empire was looking for Omega, or the constant blood draws, or probably bad sleep and bad nutrition that he's been getting for months and months and months. And incidentally, it's no wonder that he tells Omega that maybe he shouldn't trust Emery Carr, because Emery Carr has been overseeing his interrogation sessions in some cases. But for everyone in the galaxy that he has made an enemy of, or who he considers to be an enemy, there's one person who is absolutely not on that list, never has been, never will be, and that's Omega. That is his one person in this galaxy. And in that way, the Crosshair-Omega relationship is almost ready to develop into a sort of Mandalorian and Grogu relationship. Similar to the Mandalorian, weapons are kind of part of what Crosshair's religion would be if he had an established religion. And like the Mandalorian, against the initial instincts that he has about things, he ends up being a protector. So now Crosshair is returning to the rest of the Bad Batch, and he is not the man that he was when he first left them. He has been disillusioned about the Empire. He's dealing with a debilitation of his physical skill set. He's been emotionally demoralized. But if there's one thing in the galaxy that he can be now that he is back with the Bad Batch, he can be a protector of this girl. He can be a protector of Omega. So what we're going to see with him for the rest of the series, very likely, is how he comes to grips with this as he reassimilates into his old Bad Batch party. But he's going to have to find a whole new way of living while he's at it. So yeah, there's going to be some growing pains around that. And that's what I've got for you on our deep dive episode related to A Different Approach, which was episode 4 from season 3 of The Bad Batch. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you like the show, please help more people find out about the show. You can do that in 3 easy ways. One of them is to leave a rating or review on your favorite app if you haven't done so already. Another is to hit subscribe or like or follow or join, whatever the app calls it, if you haven't done that already. And tell a friend, tell 10, tell 2 friends so they can tell 2 friends, and so on and so on. And you can even help support the creation and production of this podcast, which would be a wonderful thing to do. And I would be so grateful for that. You can do that by going to patreon.com/SW7X7. That's the letter S, the letter W, the number 7, the letter X, and the number 7 to find out all about it. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.